بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The Imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi, is alive and living amongst us. But do we even pay attention to that? Worst, do we even care? It is important for us to realize that the Imam, by virtue of being the Khalifa of Allah and thus having Wilaya Takwiniya, as established in previous sessions, he can see us and hear us, even though we cannot see him nor hear him. This has been attested to by the Qur'an and the Hadith. Allah says in the Qur'an, وَقُلِ عَمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. When asked about who these mu'minin are, the Imams responded, مَنْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ إِلَّا صَاحِبَكَ or نَحْنُهُمْ. In line with this and other Hadith, it has also been reported that in a letter Imam wrote to Sheikh Mufid, he said, فَإِنَّا نُحِيطُ عِلْمًا بِأَنْبَائِكُمْ وَلَا يَعْزُبُ عَنَّا شَيْءٌ مِّنْ أَخْبَارِكُمْ. The Imam is also a means of Allah's blessings, both material and spiritual blessings. So we should care about strengthening our connection with the Imam and paying attention to him, because that is a way to connect to Allah and receive that flow of blessings. Of course, a holistic understanding of Islam tells us that our relationship with Allah must express itself in the various forms prescribed by communicating directly with Allah and remembering Him through Salah, Dhikr, Dua and so on, as well as through Tawassul and the Ziyarah of His Awliya. Forget not, the position and value of the Awliya is only because of their proximity to Allah, and the end goal of our connection with our Imam is also to get closer to Allah. Allah tells the Prophet to tell us, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Therefore, we shouldn't forget to follow in the footsteps of our Imams by being entirely submissive to Allah in our beliefs, in our values and actions. There was a lot more discussed in session 18, so do watch the entire session.